On Thursday, we learned the Gemara, and we touched on certain points, but we didn't manage to finish all the points that needed discussion about the Thursday Gemara. So I want to be mashing today what we started discussing. So on Thursday, we were discussing, they were learning this din of poiskim bibayseh and gofim merisseh. Remember this halacha, you're opening up your sewage pipes, you're letting all the water out, going out in Rishus HaRabim. If somebody gets injured, then even though you have the right to do it, the person's going to be chayav for the injury. So Gemara says, where do you learn that from? It's from the code for such a thing. On the one hand, it's not like bo. Why is it not like bo? The chay is bo. Why is it not bo? Because what's the difference between this and bo? Rishus. So how do you know that you're chayiv if you had rishus to do something? To which the Gemara said, okay, I'll bring you right from shor. You see, shor, even if you had rishus, you're going to be chayiv what happens. The Gemara said, no, it's not doing it to shor. Why is it not doing it to shor? Shor. Okay, so it's similar to bo, and that bo stays put and it injures. So you have a shit of a burden, but now you're going to be chayiv for that. So Shua asked the Kasha last time that what is Shor? We're going in Shua. Shmuel holds that Shor is Shen and Rega. So how can you prove from Shor? Even if you have Rishus, you're going to be chayiv. It's not true. Shor, by definition, it's only a chayiv in the case where you don't have Rishus. Shen and Rega, you're not chayiv Rishus. So how can you learn from Shor? You're going to be chayiv even if you have rishus. That was the kasha of Yeshua. So the place of the kasha, all places teret. Now there is a case where even though you have rishus, you're still going to be chayiv. So you see that if you're going to be chayiv if the injury damage happened in a rishus HaYavim, but you were walking in a rishus HaYavim, you kicked up stones and it went and damaged in a rishus HaYavim. So you see if they had so you're going to be chayiv. That's what we're learning from Shor. You're learning from Shor that you're going to be chayiv. Shen Regel. How can you have a case of Shen Regel that you're going to be chayiv even though you have Rishus? The animal's walking in the street, kicks up stones. That's what we learned last time. There's a big problem on this. That's where we didn't have time to speak out. There's a big problem. So we're learning how from Shen Regel. That's the Maskana. That's from Shen Regel. And what we're going to learn, the place can be the same, is going to be chayiv. What's the case of poiskim maybe saying? You open it up in Rishus HaRabim, somebody walks along in Rishus HaRabim, injures himself in Rishus HaRabim, and you're going to be a chayav for it.
Regular.
The question is, if you're learning out from Shen and Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim. How can it be that we're learning from Shen and Regel to be a chayav in Rishus HaRabim, and Shen and Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim? All we were trying to explain was, how can you tell me learning from Shnei Regel that even for Rishus you're chayiv? It's not true for Rishus you're potter. Teretz says, no, there is a case of Shnei Regel for Rishus say you're chayiv. Okay, and that is when the injury happened in Rishus Yochi. If the injury happened in Rishus Rabbim, always Shnei Regel is potter. So how can we learn from Shnei Regel to say that place can be saying should be chayiv? That is a big cash on the sugya. Right? We're learning according to Shmuel from Shen and Regel, if an animal walks in Rishus HaRabim, so if you open up the pits in Rishus HaRabim and something trips up there, we're going to be chayiv. Why? It's if you learn if the Mekoyah Dov is from Shen and Regel is part of Rishus HaRabim. That's
why can't you say that you're proving the field of where it's Birushus? That you're chayiv. It doesn't matter where. We're not dealing with where. Bor is going to tell you where. Bor is going to show you're chayiv and it's just.
Why should Bori tell you that, not Shin and Regel? You're saying good, but why? What's the thought?
Because
Ruben, you're starting yourself. Bori is telling you
the main thing, the main slot.
Beautiful. Says Ruben, this is takes us back to last month, which unfortunately Yossi wasn't with us with then, but it's today now to get back into it. Says Ruben, every time you have a shiva or two, we have to decide, is there a dominant factor here? Is there one less? That is what it is. And the thing is just supporting it. The other one's coming to support it. Says Rabube, in this case that we have a boy, Hoiskin Bibasay, and somebody trips up on it. What is it? It's a boy. A problem. It's a boy, but you have rishus to make it. Okay, so you need to be propped up. You need support from Shen Regel to tell me that you're going to be chayv in that. But ultimately, it's a boy. So it's not going to have the kulus of Shen and Regel. It's not going to have the kulus to say Shen and Regel is potter and shusur adam, because it's not Shen and Regel. It's boy. That is removing steroids.
If that's the case, then why do you need to even
have Right, that's the halach of removing, which we saw in the Rosh last time. Let's go back to the Rosh. We'll see it inside one more time. This part we didn't see these lines last time. We go back to the Rosh. The Rosh is on Siman Aleph. We've seen it already a couple of times, so you should know where the Rosh is by now. Yossi, where's the Rosh?
Somewhere
at the back of the Gemara. There you go. It's tight. Okay, Siman Aleph. The Rosh Siman Aleph. It's the very first thing after the Gemara. Yeah, so then we. If we're looking for the little letters, remember the little letters there, is the little reish. See the little reish?
Above.
Above, right, very good. Right?
Above.
So that's the point that we need for our point, which we're going to say. But we have to put one thing in there, just so that this is where it's going to be. I want to take you back to the soid of the Rosh, and then we'll go back to this Ava. So the third of the Rosh, there's no letter there to help us. It's between Yud and Chaf. You see the letter Yud? The letter Yud, those that have two columns, is at the end of the first column. Yeah, you see the letter Yud? So between Yud and Chaf, there's a Veliner. Veliner, the whole din bo yesh there. Belinair. You know what? We'll stop on Vieshman Agdoinim. Vieshman Agdoinim. I'm going to go a quick round to show how Vieshman Agdoinim.
There's a very basic place. Oh, it's way up there. Oh, there's another letter over here.
Did you land on the left? Vieshman Agdoinim. And you've got Vieshman Agdoinim.
This is good. Okay.
So can bring him back, bring him into it, because this is very, very synthetic. It's got loads of not minutes for halacha, loads of shyness. So this is we're not going to be learning a lot of it. It's very important for us to get clear the mahalacha. So yesh min agdoilim shekosu teloy mechayev ela mashachayev mishneim. Every time we have it, sada shoveh. Running out from boy and show, you're only going to be chayim from what both of them equally are chayim for. The boy is going to be chayim and the show is going to be chayim. And therefore, if you're running out from boy and show, or patiri meniske kalim, you're going to be part of a kalim because the boy is not chayim for kalim. And memisas odom, because boy is not chayim for odom that dies. Kamoi boy. And also, if you're learning up in Boyan H, let's say, you're going to be part of a Tomom. K'moy Be'esh. They're given to also be Ma'atzad, since you're learning out from a Ma'atzad. Yavinanu HaKal Shavinim. So we talk about Avnoi Sakino Masoi Shenich HaBarish Gag. Right? So that's the first example of the Tzad HaShoveh. Avnoi Sakino Masoi. What was the Tzad HaShoveh? Where are we learning it from? Avnoi Sakino Masoi, and it damaged as it went down. It hit as it went. So what is that? Age and Asian boy. So it's not age on its own. Because
it's going down?
Yeah.
It's going down. That was an
interesting
issue. But the
Gemara has... When it lands, then it's a born
age. Then you're quite right. You're quite right. Yeah, the Gemara asks, as it's landing that age, you're 100% right. Yeah. So one's a lamb, one's a lamb. So it's a shilav of ish and bo, right? So if it's a shilav of ish and bo, it's not going to be a chayiv midin tomun, because it's ish, and it's not going to be a chayiv of kelim, because it's bo, not going to be a chayiv of odom, bo. That's the mahalak of yesh min agdoyim.
Even one's lens?
Yeah. Why? Because it's not like a normal piece of
bo-ish anymore.
Oh, very good. You're going to say that the Rosh. It's not really boy, because boy is you dig it yourself. And here there was Kerb Achim Urbo.
That's
a normal boy you dug. You didn't dig it.
I see this thing he dug by placing it down on the rooftop and he knows it's going to fall down. He dug
it. It's neat, Kerb Achim Urbo. You can place it down there, but it won't happen anything unless the wind comes and takes it. So, how do you know you're kind of making a boy with Kerb Achim? Only because you have a shidduch of Eish and Boy. So it says Eish when I'm doing it. If you don't have both of them, then it's going to have both kudos, right? And if we take that Eish when I'm doing it, we're going to have our kasha. Because in our case, where we learned out from, place can be the same, and you're going to be chayiv in a shuzram, but you're learning out from Shoy and Shoy Shen and Regel, you shouldn't be chayiv in Shem Regel. So that's what the Rosh is coming to say now. Velina, the whole din bo Eish there. Now, all these cases which you're talking about, shilos, they're all Godine Boy. Teda, and I'll prove it. The Adi Enoch Sholish or Kimtois, the Alfinolumi Boy Veshoy. So the other three, so we've just spoken about the Abnis Tima Soy, but there's another three. What are the other three? Number two was Boy Hamas Galgel, which you learn out from Boy and
Shoy.
Very good. And the next one was,
No,
that's the last one. The next one was Poisim Bibisayim, which you learn out from Boy and Shoy. And then the fourth one, which is, like Bianca said, Elon, which you learn out from Boy and Shoy. Again, the same thing. All of them you're learning out from Boy and Shoy. So according to Shmuel, the Omar, back to the Rosh, the Shmuel, the Omar, Tono, Shoy, the Aglu. According to Shmuel, you have it? That said that Shoy means regal. And now the Rosh tells you that the Ma'atzad, the Masnissim, is not going on Keren, it's going on the four obvious, Adalid obvious Hashmir Bereshasenu, the Shokhub Toivu. So it's going on the cases of the four of the Mishnah. What's the four of the Mishnah? The Shoy of the Mishnah must be Shen and regal. So if so, says the Rosh, I don't want to see every line here, but the Heichi Motzi Shmuel, let's skip out one line. Heichi Motzi Shmuel, you have one line? Heichi Motzi Shmuel? You see, Shua Heichi Motzi Shmuel? Heichi Motzi Shmuel, la'ay suyinu mi boi v'regel, lechay vinu mishut rabim. How could we bring Shmuel to tell me that you're going to be chayim, soy and boy to be chayim in a chut rabim? If you're running out from Boy and Shoy, you should be learning out also from Shen and Regel. And Shen and Regel is Potter and Shusarabim, so you shouldn't be Chayim and Shusarabim. So Boy Amis Galgal shouldn't be Chayim and Shusarabim. Paiskim Bibi Same shouldn't be Chayim and Shusarabim. And Elon Shenokal shouldn't be Chayim and Shusarabim. And it's not true that Moses clearly not like that. Helkoch Nires and the Rosh, the Ikir Talmudo Homi Boy Lachute. Like Reuven told us, the Ikir Talmud, the Ikir Limud is, it's Boy. The Boy Gomohe, the old Boy. Amnoi Sakin Maso is Boy. The boss of the night, we have to land it. Like Yosef is shouting out. It's Boy, I see it's a Boy, it's on the floor, it's a Boy. Right, according to Shmuel, Ben Afrin and Ben Afrin, it's boy, and Kuntarab, and from Afrin, it's boy. Machin Boyam is Galgo, Machin Kurisu the Elon, Shenopu the Shutarab and Vezigur. In all these cases, says the Rosh, people to me, they said, they're all boy, the boy with the cash, the boy with the cash, it's boy, the Mela, the Poshet, going to be Chayim and Shutarab. And then later on, by that Rish, yeah, so the Rish thought we have to jump to the Rish eventually. And that Rish, he says, Tosis had the kasha, what about Rishus? I will have a kasha. Tosis never had a kasha Hey, Afinan Miregel. How could you learn out from Regel Lechaim Binan Mishutzerabi? You can never have that kasha. How can we learn from Regel to be Chaim Mishutzerabi? They never had that kasha. Why? And about the Kedemishis. And definitely that's the pshat, like we explained, the Ikech Yivino Mibor. The Ikech Yiv is Boy. That's the shit of the Rosh. And Mamash Mokach in the Sugya. The shit of the Rosh is every time we have a Shiloh of Tzad HaShomer, we have to start working out what is it? First of all, define it. And then we'll start working out the laws. Definition. You see something on the floor. What is it? The boy. It's something you're a mafia. And boy, that you're a mafia, has got a bit of a boy, something mafia is doing a bit of a boy. How you got a kasha? What's your kasha? It was done with permission. The kasha. How can you tell me, please, maybe saying your chayyab, it was done with permission? So that's a kasha. I can bring you a teretz. The teretz is you find your chayyab for things if you have permission. What's the things you probably show? Shen and regen your chayyab, even though you have permission. Yeah? Shen and regen your chayyab, you have permission. When shen and regen your chayyab, you have permission?
No, both.
You don't have permission.
Oh.
When shen and regen your chayyab, you even have permission, that's the first. Find it. That place that tells us, yeah, shen and regen, you do find when you have permission. Serious. And then, oh, you're going to be chayyab. When are you going to be chayyab? In Mishut Rabbi. Why? Shen and regen is potter Mishut Rabbi. Because it's not shen and regen. This is not shen and regen. This is a boy. A boy is chayyab in Mishut Rabbi. Just he had a kasher. A kasher. You have a teretz. But the thing is a boy. The boy is chayyab in Mishut Rabbi. Shitzat Rosh. Very, very clear. Look up in the Sugya. No other way to learn.
Is that a chedesh in the Sugya? Generally, it's on the shot.
Have you got a rabbi for that?
No.
So very good. So we got more from the sugya, not like that.
This again, is that unique to the sugya? Is that in general?
I'm asking you why you asked that. Okay. So very good. So we got one, you don't know otherwise. This is Mufurish, no? Unless we can prove you otherwise. This is Toshtek the sugya. Mokha from the sugya. 100%. Yotzi, you got the Ram sugya? Anyone wants it? You have to define what it is, it's a boy. Now the problem is, there's a Mephosh of Tosis, not like that, 100% not like that in Tosis. And the Rosh was all that. And that's where it gets problematic. Tosis have given on with peace. We all learned this Tosis once upon a time, and we were still a lot younger. Tosis told us, well, the Gemara really, we have a, what's the din of Evan, somebody puts down in the street that you're not mafki. You own Evan or your bike, you place it in the street, you weren't mafki it, and somebody tripped up on it. Why are you crying for that? Midin what? Machlekes, very good. Machlekes, Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds it show, and Shmuel holds it for the floor. All right? Now, what shuri are we talking about? Regel, shen and regel, or shuri, or keret? We're learning out from this type of thing, which you're not mafki. We're learning out from shuri and bori together.
But
not shuri and tori.
Clearly, shuri is all of them.
Right. So, which one are we talking about? Which shuri? Shen and regel or keren? What does not make a difference? Says Tosis, I've given on the base, top of the page.
Keren.
Says Tosis, given on the base, top of the page. Mishor the manu, hainu keren. Must be keren. The shen and regel, paturim, vishutzer avim. The shen and regel, potter vishutzer. When it's army, a case of boy, the akad vishutzer avim. So you're learning out from Shor. Shor, you're learning out from Shor. You can't learn out from Shor. Because Shen and Regel, which Shor you're learning out from? Shen and Regel? Shen and Regel is both in Shor's Rabbin. We want to come up with a Chiyav in Shor's Rabbin. So it must be Kerem. Right? Hold on a second, Shor, you're jumping. Where are you trying to Yeah, so what stays is telling you? You want to learn out. You have something on the floor, bike on the floor. They're not mafkid that much. So what do you want to say? It's boy. It's not boy, but you're not mafkid. So what is it? Oh, it shows your mind in your mazik. One second, show in your chayiv for shenem regel in shesuravim. No, shenem regel is potter in shesuravim. So you want to make a chayiv in shesuravim, you can't do. So it has to be keren. Keren is chayiv in shesuravim. And you have a tiny, a keren goes and damages. Keren is not tchilas asiyos to nezik, this is tchilas asiyos to nezik. We learn that from Bori as well. We learn a shiluk of Bori and Keren to say you're chayiv for such a thing. Right? We learn that not just from Shori, because Shori is not tchilas asiyos to nezik. So we learn that from Shori and Bori together. So Mamela says to Isis, has to be learning that from Keren and Bori. Because Keren, you're chayiv for such a rabbim. Keren is not tchilas asiyos to nezik. And Bori is tchilas asiyos to nezik. So shiluk of two, Keren and Bori, you're going to be chayiv. But if you learn out from Shenen Regel, there wouldn't be any chiv in Shus Rabbim. So you couldn't make this shiddur. The problem is, it's our kash. Why? Define what it is. It's on the floor. What is it? Rosh will tell us such a thing is a boy. Who cares if Shenen Regel is potter in Shus Rabbim? Boy is not potter in Shus Rabbim. If we're defining what this is, definition is a boy, this is a boy. So maybe it should be about the chayv b'shus rabbim. So why does this say you have to learn out from Karen? You should be able to learn out from Shannon Regan as well. Right? That's, I'm sure I'm going to come to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, very good. Take it down, write it down. Yeah, so Tosis tells us, Tosis Mefurish, that if you're going to be learning out from Shannon Regan, it's going to be potter b'shus rabbim. Our sugya says they're learning out from Shur. Our sugya, basically we say, Boy and Shur. Which Shur are we learning from? Shmuel, again with Shmuel and our sugya, we learn out from Shannon Rega. Okay?
Yeah.
And our sugya told you, they're going to be higher in Shitzurabi. We have a direct seal. How do you learn the sugya? Toises Daf Gimel tells you if you're running out from a shiluk of Bori and Shenen Regel, then you're going to be potter in Shus Rabbim. Even though it's a Bori, you're running out of a combination of both Gebet Kulus, then you're going to be potter in Shus Rabbim. And our Gemara is more kind of like they all told us that if you're posting people saying you're going to be chayv in Shus Rabbim. No, what's a posting people saying? How did we look at posting people saying? Why are you chayv? It's a Bori, but we do Shus. Say why you chayiv from Shenen Regel. Shenen Regel, you see that you are chayiv even though you have reshut. But Shenen Regel is potter reshut rabbi. So how can we learn? Because we're saying we're going to be chayiv. Right, that's the kash. So he says the Gimel tells you that every time you have a shiluk of two, you take the kulis. You don't define it what it is. You take the kulis. You ask him? We'll do it in Dominic Maskin.
I've lost the last one.
Good, I want to do it stage of a stage. All right, Tez Dav Gim. What's Tez Dav Gim will tell us? If you have it, Sadla Shovin, do we define it and the Kashas can help out? Or do we say, no, you have to take the Kulis of both?
I wasn't sure.
You're
saying it has to be the Kulis of both?
That's what Tez said. Tez said, me show you the man, and then we're all about, I'm Mr. Kinem Asoyda, you're not Mafkin. You put it in Rosh Hashanah, so Tosfos, so Rav told you it's got a din of shor. Mishor leman. Says Tosfos, which shor? You want to be chayv up in heaven in a boy in Rosh Hashanah? Which shor are you going to be chayv? Has to be chayv. Why not Shenen Regel? What's in Rosh Hashanah? That means you're taking the kulas of both.
Mm-hmm.
It means you're taking the kulas of Shenen Regel. We don't say, well, it's a boy.
That's the kind of wasn't.
Right.
The
next sentence would be the kulis. Right. That's what Tosfos said. Yeah. The kulis. I think the end of Tosfos says, I take the kulis, it should be potter for kelim as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's Tosfos carries on. But this is what Tosfos holds. You take the kulis.
But one of the kulis of Ken,
very good question. Tosfos carried on and says, no, but that's. Because it's not more, but here, Bori is more. So, very good. That's his question. It's a very good try. I know you're going down. I want to come to you. Just feel the pocket over it. That's why. I don't have a game. But every person on that level. Okay, so Tosis clearly understands if you have Sana Shomer, or Dominic was awesome, that you need that vote, yeah? Tosis down here, though, clearly understands you have to have a Sana Shomer. You can't be more than what you're learning it from. You're learning it from Shannon Regal, so you're going to be part of Shu Sarama. That's what Tosis holds. But to remember what Mike is, Tosis in the Rosh. Give me a name. Yesh min ha-gedoyim. Tosis in the Rosh. Yesh min ha-gedoyim. Then you take the Kodesh of those. You give it a name. Tosis, what that? Now give it on a base. This is Noyim. We're all that you take the Kodesh of those. Okay, so now we have the Gedoyim. Plug that into our Subi, the Paul. How are you going to learn the Subi? Question, maybe say, Mishasarab, you're Chayim. Where are you Chayim? Mishasarab. Where are you learning it from? Sada Shalom. What does Sada Shalom mean? Sada Shalom of the Mishnah. Sada Shalom of the Mishnah, come to Shemuel. What's Shoy? Shem Beregel. So you're learning out from Boy and Shem Beregel. That what? If both of you be saying, Mishasarab, you're going to be Chayim. Can't be. If you're learning out from Shem Beregel, you should be Potter and Mishasarab. That's the big catch.
Which was possible.
All Tosis and Bob is bothered about the Rishus. He wasn't bothered about the fact that you should throw him in your pot of what's chat.
But he's only a Rishus of Bob. And Tosis are not from Shim. The two are inevitably inconsistent.
No.
So you've got to try and find something between them. Then you've got to make sure that you are going to work with the poor and Shane and Regal are not capably involved with the Rishus of Bob, but the thing you should.
Find a way. Maybe I can start in the right keyboard. Something like you have to speak out, open up what you say. That's the big question. I have to learn this to you. Yeah.
I have a suggestion that might be a resolution to this.
Okay, great.
There's no shit thing here. It's only saying we're in Roswell. Roswell is that this bicycle and shit's about it. Is not a war. So when we're defining what this is, according to Rav, we're defining it not as a war, we're defining it as a canon. By canon, that you don't have this sticker, and the whole discussion here is different than the discussion on Rav.
Right, okay. And you're saying so, very similar to Eliyahu, much more of a duck. And I'm going to finish off. Very good, very good. We asked Akasha, how on earth are we going to learn? So the Rav told us. There is
no, there's a clash, but there's a terrace.
Okay, it's a clash. It's very difficult to understand how Azbek and the Rosh, how we need to speak this all out. There's a very difficult to understand how we learn Sugi Davot. And Agumar says, you learn basically, we say, you're Chayim in Shusarana. Why should we Chayim in Shusarana? You're learning out from Shem and Regal. Why should we Chayim in Shusarana? Rosh answered that. It's a book. It's a book. That's what it is. A cash on the boy, it's a boy. So many are going to be chayim in a shesarab. Why? Because the definition is the boy. So we ask for that gimel on the base, where Tosis holds not like that. Now, really, we have to really understand what is that gimel on the base. I showed you a Tosis. But what was it? It was talking about a boy that you own. A boy that you own. Are you chayim for it? And what is a boy that you own?
Yeah.
Is it a boy or not?
No,
the bike, you own the bike. A bike that you own, is it a boy? Is it a boy?
According to Rav, no.
According to Rav, no. If you own it, it's not a boy. Boy, by definition, is something else. If you own it, it's not a boy. So you can't tell me the Rosh is longest now, but it's a boy. It's a boy with cash. It's not a boy. If you own it, it won't arrive. If you're not a marker, it's not a boy. So you can't tell me, boy. What you can tell me is, well, maybe it's sure it's your mommy. Maybe it's sure. Well, it's not Mars, sure, because not good association and anything. Okay, so then I'll bring boy to help out sure. Right? It says there are certain places. If we're going to be learning it from sure, so now we need to know what Shor is. It's Shor, but what Shor is it? Is it Shor that Shannon Ray, or is it a Shor of Karen? It's definitely not boy. It's not a boy. If you look at it, you'll say, no, this isn't a boy. Why is it not a boy? Because you own it. If you own it, it's not a boy. It's a bike. A bike you own. It's not a boy. So now what is it? Okay, maybe it's a show. Okay, now let's define show. What type of show? If it's a show of Shengregio, then it'll be Botan and Shusarami. If it'll be a show of Keren, it'll be Chayim and Shusarami. So Tosis is unique and Avgino, where there is no definition of what it is. We can't define it as a boy. Other we have to come on to show for it. So then, in a Chayim, you'll be Botan and Shusarami. And basically, we say, from a Hefker, well, what is it?
But it's a boy.
It's a boy. Very good. A boy is chayav. So Reuven told us before, it's a boy. It's not still to Tosis. Tosis was talking about a case where it's not a boy. Why is it not a boy? Because a boy, by definition, has to be something you don't own. But something that you do own is not a boy. If it's not a boy, you're not going to be chayav for it. Medin boy. So why should you be kind of it? Within Shoy. Oh, if it's within Shoy, then we now need to know what Shoy is. If it's a Shoy that's Shen and Regal, it's going to be Bottom and Shuzarabim. If it's a Shoy that's a Keren, it's going to be Kayan and Shuzarabim. Says this, we're talking about a Shoy of a Keren. Because it's a Shoy, it's not a boy. And both of the same, or in Boyam is Galgo, or in Av is a Kim Asoy. Or in one of Mr. which is Avas and the falls, all those are boy. They're boy. Boy is kind of Shusarabim. The kashas, who's sure, not where I put it, those are kashas. The answer is they'll support it up with something else, but it is a boy.
Why is that
missing? Huh?
Why is that missing
in the soul? Why is
that
a boy? No, not the map.
Yeah.
If you want to upgrade, then only come to Shua, because Shua holds it also. If you want, upgrade, come to Rav, and so on. Yeah, so that's the Amkis here going on. Every time we have now a Mazik, and we have a Tzadah Shavim, I don't want to know if it's unique here, we now have the keys to answer it. If, by looking at it, we have a clear definition of one thing, just we have a question on it, then our Gemara is telling us, then the main thing is the definition what it is. And that's what's going to be kuvea na'alokos. Have a kasha. We'll support it up from someone. We'll back it up from something else. But what it is, it's going to be na'alokos. That's going to be kuvea na'alokos. But when there's no clear definition of what it is, and it's the whole chiyuv came out from a combination of two, and without them, you wouldn't have anything here, then can't be more chomor than where you come. So in the case of Avni, Sakina Masoy, then you were not Mahkin, and you put in Shusarabim. Your bike that you put down in Shusarabim, you were not Mahkin. According to Shmuel, that's boy. Say that, because boy can be even in a case which you're not Mahkin. According to Rab, that's not boy. So now what is it? It's a new thing. It's what is it? Okay, it's a Shidul of Shoy and boy together. So now it's going to have the kudos of both Shoy and boy. As in game, in place can be the same when you were marking, or Bohemian's Galgal, all these cases which you were marking, then there's a clear label for it. What's the label? Boy. With the cash in, for sure. Okay, I'll answer that one. Don't worry, bring it right. Or the boy that's moving, maybe you're not high. Okay, I'll bring it right. All those cases are helping out with the label. The label's clear, the label it's a boy. And then we go according to our locus of the name. Okay, so Dobby, you now know what to pass for next time you have such a shell. Now I know what to pass for. Define it for me. What is it? Once I know what it is, I'll be able to help you out. If there's a definition, the locus is like a definition. I got cash on it. Say there's no problem. We'll help out from other Tzadah Shot. That Tzadah Shot are answering cash. But in the case of the Gimel Amud Beis, where there's no definition because of the body you want marking, so there's no definition, then the Tzadah Shavit is going to be much more powerful. You're defining it based on two obvious. That's the definition, so it can't be more common than the least. right? The dialogue menatim. That's the Maharaj to explain this rush. I'll be Chidusha Ibnachum and the very Emes Maharaj. Right? So we're now going back to our Sugda Bob. We now know why Tosis didn't bother the Barishas Rabbah. Tosis didn't only bother Barishas. He wasn't bothered by Barishas Rabbah. But as the Reuben so epic say, this is evil. And Boris Chayim is just a rabbi. Tosis never asked for that. Okay, that's the Tosis of Torah. Very good. We're now moving on to the Sugya of Kosel Ilam. Rabina Omar. Rabina says, La Suye, second line down, one more with this. Rabina Omar, La Suye Hod Islam, it's coming to include, what's coming to include? The Tzad HaShoveh of the Mishnah, which is coming to tell me other halachas, is coming to include something. What's it coming to include? A kosel ve'ilon shenokru reshut ha'yamin. Kosel, ilon that fell in reshut ha'yamin, ve'zikoi, or ziku, probably here now, potom reshalim, it's chayev, it's potom reshalim. Somebody had a wall that fell down and injured somebody. You don't have to pay. Nosnolo is man lopots, as Elon. His tree was shaken, and the basin gave him time to cut down the tree. Or they gave him time, Lister is a kaisel, to demolish the shaky wall. Venoklo beseich as man. Or I would personally read that as Venoklo and it fell. Then, beseich as man,
vizigoi. What's the subject?
The wall fell down.
Which?
Or a tree on the wall fell down.
Is that people?
No.
Come back.
You want me to go back to the beginning of the Mishnah? Kosel Ilon, Shenach Lo Rishus Rabim. Kosel Ilon fell into Rishus Rabim. Vizikra, and he damaged people, things. Potom and Hashem, the owner of the wall doesn't need to pay. Nosnu Lo Yizman Lo Chutz. Basin gave that guy, the owner of the wall, time. I don't know the tree time to cut down the tree. Oh, it's the Elon, not with the Elon. Vilista is the Kosel, or to demolish the wall. Vinofra, and they fell down. The wall or the tree fell down.
Oh,
we gave him 2 hours. Further not a while, they didn't give him any time. It fell.
It's just separate part of it.
Yeah.
2 cases.
Right? The first case is the wall fell down. Nobody gave him any warning. Oops, fell down. Bottle. Right? Second case is based on sort of shake, they warned him. So now, if it fell down within the time that they gave him to cut it down, then it's the same aloha as it happened on its own.
They gave him a warning that.
They give you 7 days to cut down your tree.
Before it fell down?
Before it fell, yeah.
Oh, I said, listen, you have 7 days to cut down
your tree. You stored up in the shed, you reported this tree.
You know, like people in England, you know, have their sukkahs. So you give you 7 days to demolish
the sukkah. There's a potential for this fall down.
Exactly.
Right, to shake your tree.
There's a building inspector.
Right.
Whatever. Yeah. Okay, very good. So Nosno Lois Man, they gave him his man. Gave the owner of the tree's man.
This should be after, too. After the first thing.
Quickly, they're going far. Nosno Lois Man, local to Sela, they gave him time to cut down the tree. So it must be talking about
before.
That's so sad. Chopping up wood. Lockets is something, tzitzis is a growth, something which is growing, and you're dissecting it, whatever. Stopping its growth, you're cutting it down. So, lockets, not no is man, lockets, you would say the famous is a ilo or something like that. Who cares how you get rid of it? Yeah. You have to get rid of it. You want to bring a big truck to pick up and take that away, cut it shut. So, last of the day, Zman Lokut Esa Ilon, Velisto Esa Kaisel.
Again, demolition.
Right. They gave him time to knock it down. Obviously, included in that is to remove it, but that the word Lister means to demolish. So the wall is standing, they gave him time to run off, and it fell down, subsequently fell down. So if it's Besechel's mom, if it's within the time that they gave him to, he gave him 7 days to sort out this wall. And within the 7 days, it fell. So, and they damaged somebody or things, potter. You don't need to pay. Because again, it's the same idea. I was an owner, I had time to do it, and it fell before that. But if they had time, he gave me the time, and he didn't do it, and then a half of a month after that time, it fell, then it'd be chayv. Okay, that's the case. This is a lot of pressure, the Mishnah. I don't think you can argue about this Mishnah. Definitely a wall that falls down, you're chayv to pay if you were told to remove it. If you didn't remove it, you're chayv to pay for any damage that happened. Why are you coming? If you don't, what are we talking about? If he was mafkir this wall, that's boy. So it's not the tell the shovel. That's boy. You've got a boy in the street.
We talked about before or after.
After. Well, good question that you're asking. So he's going to be discussing it. Here, for some reason, the Gemara didn't discuss. Well, when did they injure? Did they injure as it was falling? Or did they injure after it fell? The Gemara didn't say that. The other is the Kilim HaSoy, you remember the Gemara, say the dog. Either has a bad injury and awfully high no ish. Either has a bad injury and awfully high. Okay, then it's wrong. Here the Gemara did. For some reason, the Gemara did not discuss what happened as it was falling. The Gemara didn't discuss that. So he's going to talk about that. We're going to use that for Tasis. But the Gemara says, if you're ready, mafkir it, and then I'll be in a small hymen boy. So I don't need to tell the shaman. My small boy, the Zika Motsu. The boy, it's common if we leave a boy open, people trip up on it. Shmir Hassan and therefore, you have to look after the boy. Haninam, the Zika Motsu. Once they told you to get rid of it, and you didn't. So it can fall down and hurt somebody. So of course, since they come off, Shmira said that, but you have to look after it. So of course, you be chayv. Don't need to tell the shomer. It's poshut. Then happen boy. Either lo yafkir it, or you want mafkir it. So again, at the same time, the Shmuel Adama kulam iboy lemalu. When the Shmuel says we learn all from boy, I know boy. That's boy. So why do we need to tell the shomer? Says the Gemara leilom dafkirinu. They met you a mafkir. You fell down, you're a mafkir. They don't mean the boy. It's not the same as boy. Why not? Mal boy, she came to kill us as Yosef it is. When you make a boy, digging a pit, it's Tchilas as Yosef. The minute you start digging that pit, you're making a mazik. So that's why you're chai. The Torah says you're chai for boy. Because it's Tchilas as Yosef. But so in Bahani, she ain't lost a seal to another. When a person made that pit, the wall, he wasn't making a mazik. When a person made the tree, he wasn't making a mazik. It became a mazik later. How do you know you're chayev for such a boy? A boy had a chayev because I made a mazik of pit. So it's a chayev. How do you know you're chayev for a boy that I didn't make it originally as a mazik? It became a mazik after time. How do you know you're chayev for that? You can't tell me that happened, boy. Can't trust boy, you wouldn't know your chai. Show you, yeah. Show you will prove that. Show is not tchilas asiyos nezek. When an animal is born, I'm not making a mazik. A show is a show. It can make mazik, but it's not a mazik itself. So, and yeah, your chai for show. So you see the fact that you're, it's not tchilas asiyos nezek is not a reason to be caught. You see from show your chai. I'm on a show, it's kindag, lele, or the hazik. Sure, it goes from place to place and damages. This doesn't. It lands on the floor. It's not going to go from place to place. So, how do they be chai? Because of show. Show, of course, you're chai, because show is a very dangerous thing. You should have looked after it. But this isn't, this stays put. Boy, you put it, yeah. So you see it from boy. Boy stays put, yeah, you're chai. I voice Chilas Asiyos and Ezek, Shoyte Chiyach, Chos Adin and Remeli Lam from both, and because Adin answers the Gemara from both, then I have a Mishilu of Boy and Shoyin. Boy, Mitalev of the boy, of his not skill associates and Ezek. Shoyin here comes Shoyin, the Shoyin goes from place to place. Boy, here, for the day, you learn how to both, and you're Chayiv, Medin, boy.
We go to change the meaning form.
Right, it depends show. But if we're doing that show of Shen and Reka, so we have the same kasha, right? So one will be the answer, like we said, what is it? Look at it, what is it? It's a boy. I got kasha, it's not killer of Zios and Nezek. That doesn't make it not a boy. The fact it's not killer of Zios and Nezek is not making it up, it's just a kasha. Every boy of Chayev, it's Tchilas Asiyos LeNezek. How do you know in this case where it's not Tchilas Asiyos LeNezek? How do you know you'll be Chayev here? I'll bring you a ride, I'll show you. What is it? It's a boy. You're a Machbid, it's a boy. Very good, that's the good one.
So what does the Gemara have to say about the Chazak? We're saying essentially it's not the equal combination of the two things. Essentially, it's important. Which answers the question.
Very good. Yeah. Okay. Thomas pointing out that Chazadin doesn't mean, like you might have thought, that Chazadin means it's a shiluv of both. Neither of them really define it. It's a shiluv of both. No, Chazadin means in the dinim shiluv, in the kashas. We have a kash on it. Now, how can you tell them to be chayim midin boy? Because it's not tchilas asiyos LeNezek, I can tell him chayim. Okay, I'll bring you right from shoy. How can you tell me I'll be chayim because of shoy? I show you dark lady Malazik, I'll prove you from boy. How can you tell from boy? It's not Tchilas Asiyos LeNezek, I'll prove you from shoy. Chazadin is in the kashas. Like Kavachem is called the din. Right? The kashas that we had, so each one will give support for the other one's kash.
You see, the Chazar did it back to being a case of short, of boy.
Chazadin. Wait, it was boy. That we're saying always was boy. We had a kash on boy. So Chazadin, you're saying, goes back to the halach is a boy without the kashas. Okay. Fine. All right. So you see, because in one way, but I think it could be in another one also. Rashi. And then we finish the Gemara. Nos no loy is man. Is the first word on the line on the third line. Nos no loy is man basic. Maish no boy, shekein ezekoi motsui. It's very normal that behemoths fall there.
What does that mean by nothing?
This nothing is about the game every time.
What if we can hear any problem with that?
Yeah, we need the psyche.
Right.
In order to say
it's not,
it did fall
eventually.
It's a shaky wall.
It worked well.
If there's no psyche, giving him up to 7 days. So then it could very well be Bichai already earlier. Once he knew it was shaky.
So then, yeah, there's no sharing. And there's no honesty,
right? But Nosno is man was a base and gave him a psak. We have up to 7 days to remove it. So for those 7 days, I've got this window. I'm not going to be Bichai.
But suppose
after it's not base. Now there's no base, that's it. And I come up to you saying, you should know your wall shaky. So deal with it straight away. Right? Not
so,
you
know, there will be no time for it. It's
right. But since the basin filled you now in a week, so it's got a cooler for a week. Right? My small boy, Shekin Ezekiel Motsu. Shedar, Shenotin Shompany. This is very normal for Mavis to fall. Now, here, actually, he's a bit like a taste here with a four line Rashi here. He's got a cash. What? Boy is Ezekiel Motsu. We always know Ezekiel Motsu is Shenan Regan. Shenan Regan is Ezekiel Motsu. Boy is not called Ezekiel Motsu. Because Milsa is not Hom. If you have a question, this thing to Hom and Elder, we said earlier, the Regan is Ezekiel Motsu. But over. Regan is called Ezekiel Motsu, not Boy. Love, Pirfu. That's not a Pirfu. The Boy, Ezekiel Motsu. Boy, it happens. I will ain't a motsu called Tamar. It's not as frequent Kirega like Regal. So called Shoah Hima Lechis. Regal is the most frequent of Mazikim. So you can't compare anything to Regal. Regal is like the Schwitz. Ezekiel Motsu. Shen Regal. But, or Regal anyway, Regal Mamsu, Ezekiel Motsu. But, Boy, it doesn't, it's not like a rare thing to happen. Something digs a pit, people will fall in. So it's Motsu. It's not Motsu called Kar. Like,
right.
Okay, one more Rashi. Tzkilas binyan ha-kisla, when he first filled the ball, when he tiered the ilon and planted the tree, lo-hoyo le-nezek, it wasn't aim-oimed to be a mazik. A boy would dig a pit, it's aim-oimed the mazik. But this isn't a small wall.
This wall was under his shoes.
Yeah.
Watering on the tree.
Yeah. Very good. Adkar for today. Okay, so what we came out today was very important for having this, and it's very much Nagar Halacha. We'll see as we it's countless shaitas beds. But every time you have something, you have to know, do I have the definition in front of me? If I have the label in front of me, well, partly there's kashas on it. The halacha stays like the label. If I can label it as a boy, although I've got kashas on this, the kashas are answered from Sadr Shomer, but the label is a boy and a bichayim and shesarab. And it'll be part of a kainim, both for chum and a kudah, it'll be part of a kainim. Hashem kain, if I can't label it, other it's a boy that is not machbi, so it's not a boy. So then the only way to create a chiyuv is by combining two chiyuvim, two mazikim, then it doesn't have a label of a boy. And then I'll have the kulis of any combination you put together with it. Okay, so examples are, as the story was, somebody had the pot of paint and was hanged up and it fell down on top of a chandelier. This is a true shayla that happened. Fell down on top of a chandelier. So the shayla was, are you hired to pay for this chandelier? What do we define this as exactly? Find it as a bird that fell down and destroyed the chandelier. If it's a bird, it'll be part of a cave. If it's an ash, yeah. If it's ash, then it'll be so that's, you have to know. What label would you give it? And the shayla that happened the whole time, I told you, shayla in my garden about the wall that fell down, damaged the air conditioning. How do you define that? Is it ish or is it bow? At the gym, we have to still speak a little bit more and taste it. Must have a bow. Comes up again, this idea. And the rest, every time you walk in the street, you can be thinking, what would be a scaffolding perhaps and what is it? Is that bow?
And while you're thinking, the dog should go with the bow.
Why didn't the Gemara say
Mamanko?
Yes. Because it's a good one. Yeah. The mice is even if it's only a question when you ask them, because earlier we did say no.
Right.
But really, I would never want to say the mint of it both. Yeah, so you'll go with the question because of the previous command. I know, it's a good question. Very